Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
Sunny 101.5, 535, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Well, welcome to the Tuesday edition. You know, July is just about to...
Gone.
What is going on? Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to have sunshine for you today. 20% chance of an isolated shower, mainly south of US 6. So, but your high is going to be about 78, so it should be quite comfortable. It is 65, and this is Sunny 101.5. Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
All right, 618, tell us about this story. This sounds...
Man, a five-year-old boy saved 13 people from a house fire in Chicago around 4 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning.
Really?
Yeah, Jaden Espinoza smelled smoke, just woke up smelling smoke in his aunt's apartment.
Uh-huh.
And alerted his family to the blaze and then went downstairs and started warning all the neighbors. And everyone was able to get out. When fire crews asked him how he knew what to do, he said, it was because, are you ready? He's five. This is cute. Because I'm smart and brilliant.
Yes, he is.
You betcha.
Who's going to doubt that?
Yeah, his mom, Tracy Espinoza, explains that she believes her son was in the right place at the right time. It was divine fate because he just happened to be there on Wednesday. He's not normally there. And she said, hadn't been there. Everyone thinks that, you know, they may not have gotten everybody out of that building.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, kudos to him, wow. The American Red Cross. And a GoFundMe fundraiser raising funds for his aunt and cousins. Still no word on the cause of the fire. They're still looking into that. But man, how awesome that little Jaden knew what to do.
That's awesome.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
6:53, here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, a jury says Katy Perry's song Dark Horse copied a Christian rap song and is guilty of copyright infringement.
Mm-hmm.
They are accusing her label, Capitol Records, and her producers, or they say, I should say, that they committed the infringement in 2013 with that song. Christian rapper Flame convinced the jury the beat of his song Joyful Noise was lifted and used in the song. Perry and her producer say they had never heard Gray's song, despite it being a Grammy-nominated album and having millions of plays on YouTube. Her song, Dark Horse, spent 4 weeks atop the Billboard Hot 100 and was itself nominated for a Grammy. Next, the jury will decide how much Perry and her team will have to pay up.
Mm.
Well, new information about Amber Heard's temper. Just when you thought Johnny Depp and his ex-wife had recounted every painful detail of their marriage.
There's more.
Yeah, an employee for Depp is testifying that Heard was actually the aggressor in the relationship. Now, this employee says one night they got into a fight so bad, he heard Heard hit Depp's face with a paint can and threw her wedding ring out a window, and he heard her shouting that Depp was washed up fat and he will die a lonely man. Now, this employee says Depp allegedly just stood there telling her to go away and just leave me alone. Man. Well, Audrina Patridge, who stars in The Hills' New Beginnings, is being accused of making up sexual abuse claims in an effort to drum up a storyline for her show. Corey Bohan, Patrina's ex and the father of her daughter, says that she's making up deplorable false accusations against him so she can exploit their daughter on the reality show for financial gain. Bohan claims there is no evidence that her claims are true. Earlier this month, Patridge was awarded a restraining order. Well, people are worrying that Celine Dion is being controlled by a dancer who's become close to her. Pepe Munoz, a dancer and Dion's creative director, they say has fully taken over. Well, Dion claims they're just best friends. The pair has been close for a couple of years, but some sources are saying otherwise. Dion's husband of 22 years passed away in 2016, so many are interested in whether she's dating again. Of course, Dion has said she and Munoz are just best friends and he is not the man in her life. Well, J-Lo shared a video about her 50th birthday in which she was gifted a car by A-Rod. So she says it's a Porsche 911 GTS convertible, which retails for about $140,000.
It's kind of a mid-sized thing. It's not really.
You call that a birthday present?
Oh, man. But, I mean, the video is cute. He, you know, blindfolds her, takes her out. One of the kids drives the car up. And she says, I've never had a car like this before. In fact, I've never driven a car before.
So you really shouldn't have been driving that one.
She proceeds to get in. A-Rod jokes, hey, can I get a double seat belt? And she drives off in it. Lives of the rich and famous, right?
Yes.
Well, hey, I've never driven. Bye.
It looks like Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston reunited this past weekend to honor their pet dog, Dolly, before her death. They said, after a heroic struggle, our most loyal family member and protector, Dolly, laid down her sword and shield. And Theroux actually posted this on Instagram, saying she was surrounded by her entire family. And he posted some pictures that seemed to show a man and woman holding hands. Definitely looks like Jennifer's hand, just saying. Mm-hmm. Aniston revealed this past December that she had named their white shepherd after Dolly Parton.
Wow.
Well, Selena Gomez was speechless when Shark Tank star Mark Cuban sent her a birthday message. Her two best friends got her invited to a taping of the Shark Tank as a present for her 27th birthday. And, man, Gomez posted her reaction on Instagram with the caption, "Not many of you know, but I am obsessed with Shark Tank. Two of my best friends nailed my birthday gift." That's awesome. Speaking of birthdays, Lori Loughlin's daughters returned to Instagram to wish their mom a happy 55th birthday. Happy birthday, Mama. I love you. Her daughter wrote on Sunday, one day late. Happy birthday. We love you so much. Now, Bella had deleted her account after her parents' indictment, while Olivia Jade kept a low profile active, but had not posted anything from then until her mom's birthday. All righty, and celebrating a birthday today, Vivica Fox.
I know who she is.
45.
53. 55.
Okay.
Lisa Kudrow.
I'll stick with 45.
48.
56.
Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised by that myself. And Hillary Swank.
I'm just going to stay with 45.
51.
45.
Ah,
nice.
I knew it hit eventually.
The most music, the most fun. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right. Well, my computer. You ever get that where it like stops responding the web page?
Only every day.
No, only every day.
Yeah.
This is interesting. Lemons. When life hands you lemons,
you make lemonade.
Well, that's what you would think, but actually, you slice them up and stick them in the freezer.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Because you can use them to keep your drinks cold, but in a more fun way. Because if you're a fan, now if you're not a fan of the lemon slice and water,
yeah,
this probably isn't for you.
Right.
It's not going to automatically make you love that flavor of water, if you may.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Awesome.
Yeah, we actually got one of those standalone. I might do this life hack. Little ice cube makers, because our fridge has never been able to make ice.
I know you've had some.
Are you serious?
This fridge, I tell you what, it's to the point where it's just is like the minute it stops keeping my food cold, it's gone.
You know what?
And
you're
I think
have
it knows. I think it knows it. I'm not sure if it's.
You're
a
gonna
man
have
woman
to go to the old fashioned way with the trays filling it with water.
Oh,
no,
yes,
no, because we
that
bought a tabletop ice maker.
You still do that?
Yes.
Your refrigerator has lasted 40 years.
Yes.
And still has.
Yes.
Wow, that's when you kind of hope that your refrigerator doesn't last that long. I'm just saying. I mean,
yeah, I still
those ice cube makers are the real deal.
No, we have a tabletop one.
Yeah,
it makes 26 pounds of ice in 24 hours.
Wow,
And it works good. Except the cubes are really small and they melt fast. Lemons won't melt fast.
Is that right?
Yeah, you slice them up, throw them in the freezer.
Oh, okay.
See, I didn't know that.
That's lemon ice.
That's why it's a life hack.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Next.
Well, mine is going to be great for Ellie and Bennett. You're getting to a point. At some point, Steve, they're going to get a splinter. And, you know, whether it's in their toe from the deck. I mean, you know, it happens.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's the worst. When you have a child and you're trying to use tweezers or something.
Oh.
You remember it, right, Jack? And, I mean, they're screaming and
yes,
it's awful. And they're moving.
Awful. Oh, boy.
This is so easy. It's brilliant.
It's amazing that much pain can come out of that little finger, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
You just pour a small amount of white school glue on that area. Okay, so let's say there's a little splinter in their toe.
Yeah.
A little bit of school glue, let it dry, then peel it off, and that splinter comes right out with the glue. Is that not the most brilliant thing you've ever
That's
heard?
A good one.
What a great method to use with kids, especially.
Yeah. I did
How
not
about
look forward
that?
To those days.
All right, very good. Remember that one then, Steve. Put that in the back of your mind. Now, this one I know works because I've mm-hmm. done it. It's the perfect way to make corn on the cob.
Mm.
I ain't kidding you.
Corn.
It comes out perfect every time.
Okay.
You got your cooler, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take how many you want. We're going to use 3 dozen because I'm kind of hungry
oh,
right
boy.
Now.
Oh, boy.
Take 3 dozen ears of corn, shucked. Put it in a cooler with boiling water. Okay? Boiled water in the cooler. Add some salt and, you know, maybe a little Old Bay seasoning. That's optional. That's up to you. The salt is fine enough.
This is in a cooler, in a cooler that you would put pop or beer or something to take to the beach.
Right.
Now you got my attention.
I'm trying to envision it.
Yes.
Okay.
Boiling water.
All right.
You shut the cooler. Don't open it for 45 minutes. Then open it up and enjoy, I mean, the perfect corn on the cob.
No kidding.
It's a win every time.
And you've done this.
I've done it more than once. In fact, I want to do it right now.
You like it better than when it's on the stove.
I do. Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that.
I've been grilling him. Like sweet corn, Charlie, you soak it in water and leave the husk on it.
Man, I'm starving. I am starving.
What's for lunch today? Let's just get whatever you're not going to get out of the way.
You know how tempted I want to go get those chicken patties we have in the freezer? I want to get four of them. But I'm not. I'm holding on.
You go. I'm
talking about corn, man.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.5, 7:55, and time for Go Figure.
Here, Steve, where are we going?
Where do you think? This is always a fun one.
I'm going to go Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Where are we going?
We are going to Canada.
Canada. Okay, I'm off a little bit.
Right? No, poutine, the land of poutine, which is a great hangover meal.
Yeah.
And the land of what I like to call the Canadian tuxedo, which is a jean jacket with jeans, where it's like all one, you look like you're wearing one unique suit, but it's actually two pieces. oddly enough, the same shade of jeans. Saturday. They called it not Saturday in Ontario. They called it Platter Day.
Platter Day.
Right?
Okay.
Just under 1,400 people threw on their plaid shirts to set a Guinness World Record. The new milestone actually shatters the previous record. There was a previous record of the most people wearing plaid in one area.
God, they have
1,100. That was it.
That was it.
They crushed it. They got just under 1,400.
All right. They crushed it.
They took one away from us because Atlanta in the Georgia Dome was the previous record.
I didn't know they had that many plaid shirts, you know.
In circulation?
In circulation.
And I got about a dozen of them in my closet. Meg's like, why is this still? I thought you liked this shirt. Yeah.
I'm not against them.
I went through my Al Borland phase from Home Improvement where everything was plaid, I enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Well, congratulations.
Way to go, Canada. Our neighbors to the north.
Way to go.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
I sure wish I had the opportunity to spin the wheel of meat. But I don't. I don't get that chance.
I do.
But you do. And 236-1015, caller 10 will win what's on that wheel of meat from Martin's Supermarkets. Call now. Sunny 101.5, who's this?
Mary Six.
Mary, calm down. Yeah, the next contestant on the Wheel of Meat.
All right, Mary.
Well, you're already a winner. You knew that anyway. But
I feel like that.
Well, you are a winner, and you're going to win twice if you pick the item that you land on.
You can have everyone on the show over. Well, you can. We can have a meal of oysters, maybe kipper snacks, potted meat, spam, liver pate, bumblebee, crab meat, caviar, or anchovies.
Which one do you think?
Crab meat.
Okay.
All right.
She's going for the crab meat. Let's give it a reel. There it goes. Come on now. Come on, Mary. No whammies. Let me tell you, you just won a can of Kippers!
Oh, yes!
Yes. The little fishies will be swimming your way in the mail.
Oh, yay!
Congratulations. Listen how happy she is. It just makes me so happy when people, you know, win these great prizes like kippers.
Doesn't get much better than that.
No, I don't see how.
Not at all.
I really don't see how. Well, thank you, Martin Supermarkets. It's 8:20. Radio Paparazzi coming up. Be sure and join us for the Wednesday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. We're going to have a very special Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah, we are.
Uh-huh. It's going to be local, right?
Absolutely.
Right. Love those. How about a local Go Figure?
I might be able to stir something up.
You're going to end up in Florida.
You going out tonight?
So make sure you join us tomorrow.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.